Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to those of you here in this room, as well as those who are joining us via the internet. Many persons from different parts of the world who have been in touch with us. In fact, only this week we were in touch with someone in Kenya who over the past 2-3 weeks has been doing a tremendous amount of work in spreading the good news of the gospel there. And we are so pleased at the progress that is being made, not only in Pakistan, where there is the body of believers there who are actually promoting the teachings of the Bible, but now in another continent, in Africa, there is this group that has begun there. And this week alone, visited with a school in the community and was able to do a presentation to students and children, and having 17 persons giving a commitment, 17 persons giving a commitment to the beliefs. Now, why this means so much to us is because very few people, and really come to understand, to believe, to accept these things. And so I will be going through this here with you, and I trust that you will be able to see the value in the teachings that we are offering. Now, where are we? We are actually approaching a period called the fall festivals. We came out earlier in the year out of a period that was called the spring festivals, or the spring harvest festivals. And now the fall festivals are to begin, and they will begin in the month this year, in the month of September. In the Bible, these festivals begin in a month, a Hebrew month, that is called Tishri. And that month, if you are to understand the month of Tishri in the Hebrew dating, then it would be in the Roman calendar, it would begin somewhere in the middle of September, going to the middle of October, usually. But it can span a few days. So, for example, this year, there are three fall festivals that we are going to be talking about. One is called the Feast of Trumpets, and that one begins on the 10th. Occurs on the 10th of September. Now, this particular festival, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, and just to give you a synopsis of what it was about, it is about the return of Jesus Christ. There is a festival that God has designated for His people to commemorate, to celebrate the return of Jesus Christ. And the essential teaching that came out of that particular presentation was the fact that it is a provision that God has made so that at the time of the coming of Christ, His people will not be out in doing their own work or business at the shopping center or so. The people of God, at the time of the returning of Christ, will be assembled to meet Him. They will be in worship. The day on which Christ will return, we do not know the day or the hour, but it is His holy day, the Feast of Trumpets. And how do we know that? We know that because everything that God has done in Jesus Christ have been accomplished in these holy days that we're talking about. For example, when was Christ born? Christ was born at the time of a feast. It's called the Feast of Tabernacles. It's not a Christmas. Feast of Tabernacles, written in your Bible. And that feast is about the dwelling of God with man. So that when Christ was born, the scriptures describe it as the Word became flesh and tabernacled among men. It was a tabernacling experience where God was coming to dwell with man, and it occurred at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. That is why when Christ was to be born, the inns were full. Why? Because the observance of a feast was taking place when both Joseph and Mary arrived in Jerusalem, and therefore, just like on the day of Pentecost, when the people were all gathered at Pentecost, Jews from all over the world were assembled in Jerusalem. That's the way it was. This has missed the world. This has become a very strange thing. People are just observing a pagan festival, something God hates, to celebrate the birth of Christ. And that is one of the festivals that we're going to be talking about today, the Feast of Tabernacles. But the Feast of Trumpets is one such feast. Another feast that you will know in the Bible is the Feast of Pentecost. God waited until the Feast of Pentecost, a holy day, coming from the Old Testament, a holy day. Not until the day of the Feast of Pentecost did God send his Holy Spirit. That is why you see the Bible. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, then came the Holy Spirit. There was a timing. There was a date. There was an appointment that God had for this to happen. If we get that framework right, then we will at least have come into an understanding and an appreciation of what God is doing in the world. Yes. But alas, Satan has deceived the world, and so the world is going in the opposite direction that God has ordained for his people. And so today, we are going to be speaking, we spoke last week about the Feast of Atonement, and we spoke the week before about the Feast of Trumpets. This week, we are going to speak about the Feast of Tabernacles. And so, the title of our presentation today is, why do we keep the Feast of Tabernacles? It's a question. And the reason we want to ask the question is because, well, most people don't keep it. So is there any real good reason for keeping it? Should you, the person listening to us via the internet, should you be keeping the Feast of Tabernacles? Well, you may be hearing about the Feast of Tabernacles for the first time, or you might have heard about it at some point in your reading the scriptures, and you're wondering what these things are about. And most likely the answer that you got is that these are things that God gave to Moses for Israel. And that was under the Old Covenant. And now that the Old Covenant is abolished, these things are no longer required. That is the answer that you will get. But I will show you differently from your Bible that that is a false teaching. That teaching does not represent the Word of God. And that there's something that God wants you to do and wants you to understand, and that is why you are listening. That is why you are hearing this. And I'd like for you to think about it as we go along. Why do we keep the Feast of Tabernacles? The first reason is we keep the Feast of Tabernacles because God commanded it. God gave a command. Turn with me, please, to Leviticus 23. And you will see there, in first of all, in verse 1, how God introduces it. He says, these are the Lord's appointed feasts. Whose appointed feasts are they? Are they Jews or Moses?
No.
These are the Lord's appointed feasts. They belong to God. These are the Lord's appointed feasts, the sacred assemblies. In other words, these feasts are times of an assembly, convocation, coming together to worship. So they are sacred assemblies which you are to proclaim at their appointed times. So what are you learning from this? That here are some feasts that God is giving that says they belong to Him, and He's saying that I'm commanding you to proclaim them, and you are to proclaim them at their appointed times, not just when you feel like. You are to point them at your appointed times, and you are to acknowledge them through sacred assemblies. Why? Because these are holy days, holy feasts, that they are holy times. God has made certain times holy. So the Sabbath is holy. The feasts are holy. Why? Because God is holy. Christ is holy. And therefore, it is into His holiness that we enter. Step down to verse 33 of that Leviticus 23. And you're seeing there, the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the 7th month, the Lord's festival of tabernacles begins. So God gives a date. 15th day of the 7th month. The 7th month here is Tishri. That you can do a study on to understand the Hebrew months. But that's the month of Tishri. So on the 15th day of Tishri, you are to begin the Holy Feast of Tabernacles. And He says it lasts for 7 days. So a 7-day feast is what we will do come the Feast of Tabernacles. And the Feast of Tabernacles this year begins on the evening of September 23, and it goes over what is called the last great day. It's really an additional day to the Feast of Tabernacles. It's on October 1. So for that, the whole period is a holy period. You can actually work for your salvation or something. I said, listen, why do you say that? Why do you say that when you keep 40 days of Lent, would you regard this as something, you know, that is legalism? When you keep Good Friday, do you call it legalism? Or you keep the other days like Easter Sunday? It's not legalism. You keep it because you believe that there are times of worship. The only thing we need to solve is which are the times. Because you do believe in some times of worship. But which are the times? We are talking about the times that God has appointed. So don't try to swing that argument by talking about legalism. It doesn't stand up. What we need to do is to look at the word. So God is speaking. And He goes on, He says, the first day is a sacred assembly. Do no work. For 7 days, present good food offerings to the Lord. And on the 8th day, hold a sacred assembly and present a food offering to the Lord. It is a special assembly. Do no regular work. So this is an instruction. This is an order that God has given. Now, one may say that this is being given to a nation called Israel. It's not being given to us Gentiles. Again, this is also, you know, just a way of trying to avoid the obedience to God. Why? Because God Himself in Galatians 6 and verse 16 refers to the church as the Israel of God. Israel is not limited to a people. Israel is about a type of characteristic, a behavior. The word Israel occurs in the Bible because God changed the name of Jacob after Jacob behaved in a particular way. And He said, because you behave in this particular way, I will call you Israel. Israel describes a behavior. It describes a particular characteristic. It's not just the name of a people. Of course, the person who was named Israel, Jacob, who was a descendant of Isaac, and he had Esau and Jacob, who was a descendant, Isaac a descendant of Abraham, God made a promise to Abraham. And that promise came through from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. And the scriptures say to you clearly, if you are Christ's, you are Abraham's seed. You belong to the lineage of Abraham. But you belong not just as a physical birth, because of your physical birth,